The plan is to market Green Bay as a good place to relocate for birds that like to eat mice and rats.
Green Bay has had a long history of rat problems.
Thomas Erdman is curator of UW Green Bay's Richter Museum of Natural History. Erdman says the city's plan is a good one, namely to build nesting boxes to attract birds of prey. Beginning this spring, the city will put boxes on a small island just offshore from the Bay Beach Amusement Park. Animal control officers want to bring in kestrels, small falcons that Erdman describes as great mousers. But Erdman doubts kestrels will like the neighborhood the city has in mind.
I mean, that would be the silliest place to put nesting boxes.
Why?
Well, it's offshore. There's no trees. These birds are woodland edge species. They like trees. They basically nest in cavities in trees. You put boxes out on Renard Island or Kidney Island, or you're going to have our tree swallows out there.
Erdman says it'd be more effective to put kestrel boxes in parks or wooded cemeteries. Better yet, he says humans can help combat mice or rats by better managing their trash. Green Bay's animal control officer is Sharon Henson. She thinks the island is a good location.
The kestrel isn't necessarily needing a tree. They like to hunt in the fields and stuff. And so you not only got the island, but you've got the area right there by Bay Beach.
The city's plan is to begin with kestrels and then move to attract larger species of owls and hawks. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.